Mexico's economy grinds to a halt as massive strikes threaten North America's supply chains. Good evening, I'm your host. Tonight on Global Crossfire, we're joined by Ambassador David Chen, former diplomatic representative to Alliance Affairs from New York, Dr. Sophie Laurent, director of the Parisian Center for Strategic Studies in Paris, Dr. Li Wei, senior fellow at the Eastern Strategic Research Center from Shanghai, and Professor Thabo Makuna, director of the Johannesburg Policy Forum in Johannesburg. Ambassador Chen, Mexico's labor strikes are disrupting USMCA trade flows that your government worked hard to establish. Are these justified worker demands or economic sabotage?
Look, we respect workers' rights, but timing matters. These strikes are hitting critical supply chains when North America can least afford disruption. Post-pandemic recovery requires stability. Mexican workers deserve fair wages, but coordinated strikes across key sectors suggest political orchestration rather than genuine grievances. The USMCA includes strong labor provisions. Use those mechanisms. Don't hold the entire continental economy hostage.
Dr. Lei, he's calling this political orchestration. Your response?
Ambassador Chen's response perfectly illustrates Western hypocrisy. When workers organize in Mexico, it's economic sabotage. When they organize in China, it's human rights. These Mexican workers are resisting the same neoliberal exploitation that the USMCA represents, turning Mexico into America's cheap labor factory. They have every right to demand dignity and fair compensation without Washington's approval.
But Dr. Li, if these strikes succeed, won't it just push manufacturing to other countries, perhaps China undermining Mexican workers entirely?
That's exactly the race-to-the-bottom thinking that keeps workers trapped in poverty. Mexican workers are saying enough. If companies flee to exploit cheaper labor elsewhere, that exposes the system's fundamental injustice, doesn't it?
Dr. Laurent, how does Europe view this labor uprising in its North American competitors?
Europe watches with great interest. We've maintained stronger labor protections while remaining competitive. It's possible. But Mexico's strikes reveal USMCA's weakness, prioritizing corporate profits over worker welfare. European companies operating in Mexico support fair wages because sustainable business requires stable, satisfied workforces. Perhaps this crisis will force North America to adopt more European approaches to labor relations.
Professor Makuna, what does this look like from Johannesburg?
This is beautiful to witness. Mexican workers are doing what we've done in South Africa, refusing to accept poverty wages while their labor generates enormous wealth for foreign corporations. The Global South is awakening to its power. Whether it's miners in Johannesburg, factory workers in Mexico City, or farmers in Brazil, we're demanding our fair share of the value we create.
Ambassador Chen, Professor Makuna just called this a Global South awakening against Western exploitation. Respond directly to him.
Professor, that's inflammatory rhetoric that ignores economic reality. American and Canadian investment created millions of Mexican jobs. Without integrated North American supply chains, where would these workers be?
They'd be free, Ambassador, free from exploitation disguised as partnership. Mexican workers aren't grateful for scraps from America's table, they're demanding seats at it.
And when factories close and move to Vietnam or Bangladesh, will ideology feed their families?
That threat worked for decades, Ambassador. It's not working anymore. Workers everywhere are connecting these struggles.
Rapid fire round. Ambassador Chen, should Mexico prioritize competitiveness or worker demands?
Balance both through negotiation, not economic warfare that hurts everyone, including workers.
Dr. Laurent, will this push European companies to invest more in Mexico?
Higher wages actually attract European investment. We prefer stable, skilled workforces over cheap, exploited ones.
Dr. Li, is China encouraging these strikes to disrupt North American trade?
Mexican workers don't need Chinese encouragement to recognize exploitation. That's patronizing Western thinking right there.
Professor Makuna, what happens if these strikes fail?
They won't fail. This movement is bigger than Mexico. It's global resistance to economic colonialism.
Closing statements, 30 seconds each. Ambassador Chen.
Economic disruption helps no one. Mexico needs sustainable solutions that protect workers while maintaining the competitiveness that created these jobs originally.
Europe proves you can have strong labor rights and economic success. Mexico should follow our model, not America's race-to-the-bottom approach.
This is about dignity versus exploitation. Mexican workers are showing the global South how to stand up to economic imperialism.
The age of cheap labor subsidizing Western prosperity is ending. Mexican workers are writing that history one strike at a time.
A passionate debate about workers versus capital in the global economy. Tomorrow, can India's tech sector maintain its edge as AI reshapes global competition? I'm your host. This is Global Crossfire.